Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Ashley Brooker. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing well. And Ashley's going to give us a really good 360 perspective on real estate investing because she is a certified financial planner for a company she founded, AJ Brooker Financial Associates. She's located in Columbia, South Carolina. So not only are we going to talk about real estate investing, but it's going to be interesting on today's call because she does bring the perspective of not just a real estate investor, but from a financial planner as well. She's a guest columnist for the State newspaper, which is a newspaper located in Columbia, South Carolina. She provides financial wealth management for professionals, business owners, and families, and she's also has a rental property of her own. So she's walking the walk, talking the talk. So with that being said, Ashley, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more background on how you got to this point and what you're focused on now?
Sure. I started off about 8 years ago, working with clients on a one-on-one basis, and I primarily do wealth management, but at the time I started off as what most people know as a stockbroker. And then that role evolved into a financial advisor, and now I'm a certified financial planner. I used to work for a major brokerage firm, and one of the things that I noticed as I started working through the process to become a certified financial planner was that a lot of the ideals that the company stood for didn't necessarily align with how I felt I should be doing business with clients. So after several years with the company, we parted ways. And about a year later, I started my own practice. So now I'm able to serve clients in a way that I feel like best fits me in terms of looking at their long-term goals and looking at their whole financial picture, not just their investments, making sure that their taxes, their estate plan, their insurance, their investments, all of them work together to help them reach their financial goals.
What's your perspective on real estate investing?
My perspective on real estate investing has changed over the years, because when I was working for the company, all we sold were investments. And when I say investments, I mean like stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And so from that perspective, if all you have in your toolbox is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. So that was the right solution for everybody as far as I was concerned, because that's the way I had been trained. But now I recognize that real estate can play a very important role in your investment portfolio, especially when it comes to retirement planning and generating income. So my perspective on real estate is, when used appropriately and when you understand what you own, it can play a very good role for your long-term financial goals.
So Ashley, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investing advice ever would have to be to do your homework. One of the misnomers is that real estate investing is easy. So often people look at, let's say, the HGTVs of the world or the DIY networks, and they think that, you know, certainly if they can do it in 30 minutes, I can do it. And so what I tell people is to do your homework. And I mean a couple of things by that. The first thing is, figure out how much time you're willing to commit to this, because some real estate investments require more commitments of time than others. For instance, if you want to invest in, let's say, raw land, then and say that I want to purchase this property because in a few years or down the road, I feel like it'll appreciate because this is going to be a high growth area. That's a different time commitment than someone who wants to invest in a rental property. So you have to figure out how much time you're willing to commit to it, but also figure out what you're looking for. Are you looking for appreciation, or are you looking for it to generate income? And if you're looking for it to generate income, in what intervals are you looking for that? Is this a rental property where you want it to generate income once a month, or is this harvesting trees where that could happen once a decade? So look at those sorts of things. But also, most importantly, while you're doing your homework, do your math homework. And by that, what I mean is calculate the cost of both acquiring and maintaining that property. So a lot of people grossly underestimate what it'll cost to hold a property. But what you have to figure out is, can you afford the property if the income that you anticipate doesn't come through like you expect? What will be the effect on your personal bottom line if that happens, and how long could you sustain that? So do your homework would be my best real estate investing advice ever.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Absolutely.
Best ever book you've read?
The best ever book that I've read is The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. Are you familiar with it?
I will form good habits and become their slave. I will greet this day with love in my heart. I will persist until I succeed. I am nature's greatest miracle. Yep, I'm familiar with it.
You may have read it once or twice, huh?
I have. Yep. In fact, I have those 9 points that are broken out in the book printed out on my wall in my room. And I'm looking at them right now.
That is awesome. Great minds think alike. Well, that is probably the best book that I've read. That book was recommended to me several years ago. And at first I didn't really, the person recommended that I read the book, and I really didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be another self-help book, but after reading it, I realized that this isn't something that's just for someone who's in sales. It can apply to whatever vocation you have. So that is definitely one of my favorite books, and I would recommend it to your readers, to the best ever listeners, rather.
Agreed. Yep. And it's so powerful that I actually record myself, and this, I don't think I've ever told anyone this, but I am now. I those different points that I just mentioned, I recorded myself saying them, and then I just play it on a loop sometimes when I'm running, just to get all those points just like ingrained in my soul because they're so good.
That's an awesome idea. I never thought of doing that.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
My best ever growth experience up to this point, I feel like, is I had to go through a breakup with my longtime boyfriend, and I thought that it was going that I was about to get a ring, but instead I got a pink slip. So,
oh no!
Yeah, imagine my surprise. So, the reason I feel like it was a great personal growth experience, though, I can say this now that I'm looking back on it. At the time, I couldn't see this, but what I realized was there are times when you can be working towards something and putting everything you've got into it, and then a matter of moments, it's gone. And what I realized were a couple of lessons from it. Sometimes your best isn't good enough, and that's okay. What you have to do, though, is use it as an opportunity to regroup, to figure out what you did well, figure out what areas need improvement, and then take advantage of that time so that when the next opportunity presents itself, you'll be prepared. The next thing that I learned was that sometimes you have to be willing to cut people a little slack because you never know what they're going on, what's going on with them on the inside that isn't necessarily evident from the outside. And I have a tendency to be hard on people sometimes. And it was through that experience that I realized I had a lot going on the inside, and everything isn't always what it seems when people look at you. So that was the second lesson that I learned. But the third thing I learned was, we all go through bad seasons in our life. There's no way around that. It can be personal. It can be professional. It could be financial. It could be nearly anything. But it's during those times of extreme pressure that our character really shows up on the outside with our words, with our actions, and how we react to different things. So these are the times when you really learn who you are and what you're made of. And I'm proud of some of the things more than others that I saw come out of me. But once I saw them, that gave me an opportunity or a choice to purge myself of those things that I wasn't proud and replace them with those that I felt were more representative of who I was and who I wanted to become. So without that pressure, I might not have known what was inside of me. But now that I know, I have another chance to improve from the inside out.
It's a great perspective.
Thank you. I can have that now. I didn't have it so much.
Once you ripped up the pink slip.
Yeah, once I ripped up the pink slip.
Best ever success habit you practice?
I would have to say that my best ever success habit is treating opportunities like this could be the one. And what I mean by that is you never know when something good is going to happen. But I treat every opportunity like this could be the time that I meet my best client ever, or this could be the interview where it catapults my career and someone from Oprah's camp hears about me on the Joe Fairless show and says, I've got to have her on the OWN network. So I treat every opportunity like that, no matter how large or small it is, because you never know when your big opportunity is going to come that'll take you to the next level.
Best ever quote.
It's funny you asked that question. I recently started this thing where I write down quotes in this journal. So I'll give you the best ever quote for right now for me. And my best ever quote for right now actually came from a Toyota commercial. And I saw this commercial about a week ago, and it said, how did it go? The best things in life aren't things, they're people. And I liked that because a lot of times we lose sight of what's really important, but what really matters is the relationships that we have. And so that's my best ever quote for right now.
Ashley, what's the best ever place to reach you?
The best place to reach me is via email or phone. I'll say email is the easiest way. My email is, I'll give you the easy one. It's info@ajbrooker.com. That's info at A as in apple, J as in jelly, B as in boy, And that ROOKER.com. info@ajbrooker.com. Or you can contact me by phone. And that number is 803-724-1235.
Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for joining us on today's show and giving your best ever advice to the best ever listeners. Coming from your background as a certified financial planner and someone who is living and breathing not just real estate, but just overall financial planning and wealth management, it's definitely beneficial to get a slightly different perspective than what we typically have on this show. So thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, Work with Joe.